I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Squawk 7000, bringing you a roundup of aviation news for this week, starting November 28th. The headlines and information are brought to you in association with flyinginireland.com. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, hot on the heels of Norwegian, WOW and Play, a new low-cost airline promises to bring back budget transatlantic flights. CHC Helicopters announced it's completed a trial collaboration with Priority One Air Rescue to deliver groundbreaking virtual reality training for its search and rescue technical crew members. Cork and Dublin airports are set to scrap the rule that liquid containers in carry-on luggage must have a maximum capacity of 100 millilitres as soon as next year. And Minister of State Hildegard Nocton has asked her department to commence a mid-term review of the regional airports programme. Congratulations to the 17 members of the AerCap team who took part in this year's Great Ethiopian Run. More than 40,000 people participated in the 10-kilometre race along the streets of Addis Ababa. The team has raised over €42,000 for Orbis Ireland. It's a fantastic achievement. In addition to the events in Addis, colleagues from across the company took part in the virtual Great Ethiopian Run to support colleagues running in Addis Ababa. Acumen Aviation, the global asset management company, received the Best Global Company South India Award during the prestigious Dare to Dream Awards 2022, hosted by SAP and TV9 Indian News. The award ceremony was held in Mumbai on Wednesday the 16th of November and focused on celebrating the pioneers in innovation, technology and digital transformation in the new India. Hot on the heels of Norwegian, WOW and Play, a new low-cost airline promises to bring back budget transatlantic flights. Fly Atlantic plans to launch a new transatlantic service at Belfast International Airport in the summer of 2024. It aims to fly to the USA and Canada and British and European destinations, and once fully operational, plans to fly to 35 destinations. This initial announcement is the first stage of its plans. The next step will be securing aircraft and a license. Initially, the airline will employ 50 people at Belfast International Airport and 250 crew. It plans to create 1,000 jobs in the first 5 years within the airline and indirectly create thousands more in the tourism and support sectors. Andrew Pine, Fly Atlantic CEO, said in a statement that the airline has a vision of Belfast as a strong aviation hub linking Europe and North America and promised to offer affordable fares with brand new aircraft. It'll start with a small fleet of 6 aircraft, likely to be Airbus A321s or the Boeing 737 MAX. And those within the airline say that it's currently in talks with both manufacturers. It also plans to expand to 18 aircraft within the first 4 years. Trevor Buckley reports in his blog Hangar 6 that Ryanair Group CEO Michael O'Leary was speaking at Ryanair Holdings PLC Q2 2023 earnings conference call and stated that he saw opportunistic deals to bring some Boeing 737 NG800s back into the fleet, where it is financially attractive for the group to do so. Michael O'Leary stated, "We've done a deal for one additional NG that's being offered back to us that we used to operate on an operating lease. We've got a long-term, low-cost lease rate on that one," he said. Ryanair isn't looking to the second-hand market. According to O'Leary, there is little of a second-hand market for NGs. Many of that type of aircraft have gone back into cargo conversion programs. The leaser was not identified in the transaction. The aviation database website planespotters.net reveals that the Ryanair Group currently operates a fleet of 409 737-800 NG aircraft operated by Buzz 46, Malta Air 123, Ryanair DAC 232 and Ryanair UK 8. Cork and Dublin's airports are set to scrap the rule that liquid containers in carry-on luggage must have a maximum capacity of 100 millilitres as soon as next year. Shannon and Donegal airports have introduced new technologies that remove the necessity to restrict liquids in carry-on luggage to 100 millilitre containers that fit in a small transparent resealable bag. Now DAA, which operates Dublin and Cork airports, has confirmed that these airports are following suit. A spokesperson for DAA said that for now, implementation of the EU-wide aviation security regulations, which limit liquids, lotions, gels and pastes to 100 millilitres in carry-on luggage, still stands at Dublin and Cork airports, but that it's trialling enhanced X-ray technology at Dublin Airport. Shannon Airport introduced the new system at the end of 2021, costing around €2.5 million. And despite introducing the latest tech for these airports, passengers have been warned that the 100 milliliter rule may still be in place if they transfer through other airports. Air navigation service providers worldwide recently celebrated the International Day of the Air Traffic Controller. The Irish Aviation Authority also took the opportunity to thank their air traffic controllers for their vital work keeping passengers and airline crew who fly in Irish airspace safe. This year has also seen various celebrations for the air traffic control industry as it celebrates 100 years of air traffic control. Irish Civil Air Traffic Control, ATC, services evolved from the state military services. The first military controllers were trained at Croydon near London before returning to Ireland to provide in-house training for Irish personnel. From 1937, military personnel provided the ATC services at the civilian Foynes Flying Boat Base in Limerick, Dublin Airport, which opened in 1940, and Shannon Airport, which opened in 1945. The final military personnel provision of civil ATC services was in 1948 at Dublin Airport. Coinciding with the centenary celebrations, Ireland's first female air traffic control officer, Áine O'Gorman, retired after 40 years of service. Formerly an ATC station manager at Dublin's ATC Centre, she also worked as a trainer for recruits and spent some time in Shannon ATC. Today there are 286 ATC personnel in the IAA. The company recruits a new student class of air traffic controllers every year, and it takes 18 months to qualify as an air traffic control officer, and the IAA is currently seeking suitable recruits for the next intake. The company is also recruiting engineers who are crucial alongside ATC staff in the safe and efficient aircraft management in Irish skies. CHC Helicopter announces has completed a trial collaboration with Priority One Air Rescue to deliver groundbreaking virtual reality training for its search and rescue technical crew members. The trial involved winch operators from CHC operations in Ireland. With the trial completed, CHC will roll out Priority One's VR training for all new winch operators starting in Ireland, with a view to being adopted in other markets worldwide. A Belfast conference has heard that the advanced air mobility AAM sector could become a £1 billion industry in Northern Ireland. AAM, which includes drone and unmanned aircraft vehicle technology, remains in its infancy here. Last week, an event in Belfast was told that thousands of unmanned aircraft could be in daily commercial service use before 2030. The summit, organised by tech security firm Angoka at KPMG's Belfast headquarters, heard the sector could be worth up to £2 billion in exports for Northern Ireland's economy. Minister of State Hildegard Nocton has asked her department to commence the mid-term review of the Regional Airports Programme. The Regional Airports Programme 2021-25 aims to fund Ireland's smallest airports, which provide connectivity and handle fewer than 1 million annual passengers. Funding is targeted to ensure that the airport complies with safety and security. Funding also supports projects with a sustainability focus. Also supported on the programme are public service obligation air services between Donegal and Dublin. In preparation for opening a public consultation to inform this mid-term review, Minister Nocton would welcome views from interested parties. For example, how traffic can be boosted to utilise our regional airports better. Initial views are welcomed by the 31st of December 2022 by emailing the Department of Transport at airportsdivision@transport.gov.ie. And in sports news, plans for the 2023 Aer Lingus American Colleges Football Classic in Dublin kicked off as the Irish delegation visited the University of Notre Dame to begin advanced preparations for next year's game. Notre Dame takes on Navy in the much-anticipated opening game of the American college football season next August, with over 40,000 US visitors set to arrive here in Ireland. And finally, if you've travelled through Shannon Airport, you may have seen the die-cast aircraft model collection there. Michael Kelly is the collector and curator of the diecast model aircraft display at Shannon Airport's departure lounge. From his native Limerick, Michael networked and befriended some of the world's most renowned model aircraft distributors, and the collection has some of the rarest and most prized aircraft models in the world. The dream, which began when he was a boy, has come to be realised by mutual collaboration with the Airport Authority and is a must-see for all who pass through Shannon Airport. For over 45 years, he has collected diecast model aircraft, amassing over 2,300 individual models and spending an estimated €500,000. It's the largest public display of diecast model aircraft in the world. Well, Mike's story is told in the book Pulling Back the Clouds, written by Kieran Prendeville and is published by the Limerick Writers' Centre. Remember, if you have aviation news that you'd like to share with us, or if you're the PR for any of the many aviation groups in Ireland, do include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.